This episode of Consciousness with Naskar is dedicated to all the brave women, my dear sisters from every corner of the human society. Apparently, we are the smartest species on this planet. We are so civilized and advanced that we have invented cures for countless diseases, stepped foot on the moon, and even sent a probe outside our solar system. But have all these extraordinary scientific achievements truly improved the quality of life? We the scientists have made life more comfortable, but how much really have we contributed to solving the quintessential problems of life? Modern technology has made life sophisticated, yet the whole human civilization craves for the basic elements of human existence. Civilized humans have the whole world on the palm of their hand, yet they cannot find peace and happiness. With all our scientific achievements, have we really discovered any practical means to resolve the ancient conflicts of the human society? Have we, the modern human beings, discovered the path towards true happiness? The answer would be a straight no. But I, Abhijit Naskar, a responsible neuroscientist of this planet, cannot take no for an answer. So through all my books, I have brought the fascinating universe of the human mind into your life. Human mind is the birthplace of all our inexplicable scientific achievements, as well as the never-ending conflicts of human society. The conflicts grab on to the human consciousness like incurable diseases. And one of those dreadful diseases is misogyny. Misogyny is the society's common innate prejudice against women. It has made the whole human civilization crippled. If you truly look, you can find misogyny everywhere in your society. Misogyny runs in the veins of the so-called civilized humans. You can find it in the movies, where it is all about objectification of women. You can even see it in the very English language, where we gloriously use the terms like man and he to refer to both genders. That's why I try my best to avoid such stereotypical terms in my scientific works. I cannot accept such nonsensical norms in the language just because the society says so. And I urge to you to think before you use such terms in language. Ask your rational mind and you will receive the answer. We have misogyny in our society because throughout our existence as a species, we have been male-dominated. It is only recently that women have become equally productive in all aspects of life. But in our primitive days, it was men fighting to protect their mates and progeny, and women nourishing the children and taking care of the home. The men were the providers of the family, and the women were caretakers. And this strategy worked well around for 200,000 years. That's why all the religious scriptures were written by men. It's not because God chose the men to convey the divine message, but because men appointed themselves to be the monitor of the divine domain, driven by their subconscious desire, masking as God's will to become the authority figures of the society. It is the same desire which today you see in the psychopathic maniac named Donald Trump. In my book, Biopsy of Religions, Neuroanalysis Towards Universal Tolerance, you can read in detail about how the human beings of our history constructed such fascinating organized structure of religions and why most of those religions promote sinister ideas of misogyny and polygamy while despising the common biological phenomenon of homosexuality. What's the point of so many scriptures and highly venerated figures in philosophy if they don't possess the simple ability to teach us plain, ordinary, everyday kindness for both man and woman? Men are neurologically designed to crave for authority and power over everything around them. It is the product of millions of years of evolution, so it cannot be erased just like that over a few decades or even centuries. It'll take time till the society starts perceiving men and women to be equal. But for that future to arrive sooner, we must join hands and start making efforts right now. The actions we take now shall define our future. We cannot just leave the primitive biological feature of misogyny untreated, just because it's evolution. It's not an excuse. Evolution is a relentless process of biological life. It never stops. It keeps going. And things we do now shall prepare a less primitive evolutionary future for the human race. Now is the time that we must think over this matter seriously. Because if we don't, we'll end up carrying on the monstrous, prejudicial tradition of misogyny forever. We'll end up leading our world back to the Bronze Age, or even Stone Age. As I have said in my book Prescription, Treating India's Soul, neglect of a woman is the major cause of the society's downfall. The point is, man and woman are the two wheels of the society. If either one becomes defective, the society cannot progress. There will be hope for the well-being of entire world only if the humans, men and women alike, stop deeming the woman as some kind of inferior creatures. We, the responsible citizens of the world, can build a better future for the entire species only by improving the condition of the woman. And here I am not advocating for feminism. Even though the advocates for feminism gladly use the term to refer to equality between man and woman, the common human brain is not capable of perceiving such equality beyond the gender bias of the very word. It will be the same as using man to refer to both genders. Hence, the only words suitable in this scenario are humanism and human, rather than feminism and man. The future of the human society is at stake here. Those of you who will one day become parents must remember it is imperative that you raise your children as modern human beings of the advanced human civilization rather than raising boys and girls. If only one generation takes action in raising their children as humans rather than boys and girls, the future human civilization shall get rid of the sinister phenomenon of misogyny sooner than you can imagine. Dear sisters and brothers, share this episode with your free-thinking friends and rational minds around you, and start working together in the pursuit of making this world a better place for the future generations.